This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's Free Talk Live. We are launching into the third hour of the program. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
And the captain.
And you can interact with us. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Still to come, the Texas law that is apparently going to make it illegal to send an unsolicited nude photograph to somebody. Also on the way, the captain wants to talk about bus police. And we'll get into that if we get the chance. Of course, your calls and thoughts come first. We've spent a lot of time talking about this new Walmart press release that is, I think, going to make a lot of people upset, and rightly so. They're basically backpedaling on their previous seeming support for gun rights and have not only made the statement that they're going to stop selling certain types of ammunition very soon, but they're also going to likely prohibit open carry. They say they're going to, quote, respectfully request that their customers not open carry in their store, and they've got training that they're going to be giving their employees, signage that's going to be going up in the coming weeks about that, so we've yet to see exactly how it's going to be implemented. And then they went so far as to actually take political positions in this press release that they came out with, demanding that Congress do stricter background checks and have more debates about more restrictions and ridiculous crap like that. So that's where we left that discussion. But Dan in Nebraska was on the line, and you had some comments, Dan. I wanted to make sure you had a chance to get them out. Please go ahead. You're on Free Talk Live.
Okay. Dan? So basically, no, am I on?
Yep, we got you.
All right. So what I was saying, though, was, well, first off, somebody said earlier that if you don't like it, that you should leave. But there, people like me are born, we're just born into Nebraska. People here like their guns and stuff, but I was born here too, so you have to remember that for every state, you know, you've got 35% of the population that is going to be in opposition, and you know, they're not just going to leave because they have a disagreement. But furthermore,
well, they probably should. I mean, all things considered, doesn't it make sense to go places where people who are like you are already living? So if you feel like you're a fish out of water in Nebraska and that you're surrounded by a bunch of gun rights, you know, enthusiasts and people who don't agree with you on things, wouldn't it make more sense to, you know, move to Seattle or California or someplace where you're going to feel more at home?
Well, I have another comment to make after this, but what I was going to say.
And I'm presuming you're a liberal. I don't know what your beliefs are, so you know, you sounded like you might be. But
I don't like to call myself a liberal. I like to call myself a leftist. But what I was saying is that, you know, as long as I need, you know, the in-state rate for tuition, I can't leave Nebraska. If I want to in-state tuition, I'm going to have to keep voting for gun control, because it's not like I'm going to go, you know, go pay an extra $8,000 per semester or something so I can live in a state with other.
So economics are important, and you know, you want to stay there because you're getting a better deal on college.
Precisely.
Now, are the college campuses in Nebraska gun-free zones, or are you allowed to carry?
I believe that they're gun-free zones. I mean,
yeah,
I
most of them are.
University. There are a couple of private universities here too. I couldn't tell you about those. But
so,
I mean, yeah, I'm pretty sure University of Nebraska, there's no guns on the campus.
So wait, of the field, I'm assuming of the field of politicians, then you are that are currently seeking the Democratic nomination, then that you must be, you know, really supportive of Bernie, because he'll offer you the most freedom. You'd finally be able to leave the state. I mean, right now you're a slave.
You mean like free schooling? Free,
yeah, free education for everybody. Clearly.
Well, I actually still have my 2016 bumper sticker, believe it or not. I'm showing off the cloud because I'm a veteran campaigner.
You're the real deal. So basically it's fair to say that after you graduate college, you could move to California and then be around more people that are like you, right?
That's fair to say.
Yeah, why not?
I don't know. I'm not at that point in my life yet. Mm-hmm. But the other thing I was going to say is I think Walmart is actually thinking ahead with this decision, because the reality is that the public opinion is changing on this issue, and it's starting with people in the suburbs, people who are also probably big spenders in Walmart. College-educated people are
exactly where gun crime isn't.
It's going to. This is going to be a thing where I'm sorry, but in 10 to 20 years, the attitudes about guns are going to be incredibly different. They're just getting ahead of the curve because, you know, they see.
So wait, when you say they're going to be incredibly different, are you predicting that attitudes about guns will be going in your direction and that people will be rejecting the idea of guns more frequently in 20 years?
100%. This is
what makes you say that.
Because the polling right now is showing that among suburban people, women, and college-educated voters, the opinion is rapidly changing to more gun control. People are becoming more and more supportive of gun control. It is happening really quickly in the last couple of years.
So what does gun control mean to you when you use that phrase? Because I know it's important to have definitions, and I know some people think it means a thing and some people think it means another thing. And so I just want to get a clear idea of what you mean by gun control.
Well, and also, what does the poll question mean as well? That's right. A whole other question.
That's honestly, I would say that it's just a good blanket term to use for, you know, legislation that, you know, telling us how the guns will be used or bought or sold or anything really like that. And I don't consider myself especially pro-gun control. I'm just moderately pro-gun control, believe it or not. I mean, maybe that sounds kind of rich. But I think that, you know, anything in that kind of area would probably just be what I consider gun control. Just whatever. You know, whatever I assume it means to
more strict background checks, more restrictions on who can buy how much at what time, that kind of thing, prohibiting people who have mental health issues.
My follow-up question then is, why would you allow an institution of violence to tell you what you can and can't do, or to tell anybody what they can and can't do with regards to owning a gun, handling a gun, keeping a gun on them, owning a gun, and that type of a thing?
And here's the thing is, I don't think that they should be banned. And, I mean, in a leftist way, like, I do have sympathy for the idea of an armed proletariat. I don't want them to take them from your house. I just think that if you're going to be in public, you can put Rambo back inside your pants.
Okay.
Keep Rambo in your pants.
Is that what you call it?
Thank you for the call tonight, Dan. I definitely appreciate it. Toll-free number if you want to join us is 855-450-FREE. And he may be right. I mean, I don't pay attention to the polls and what people are saying to the polls. But, you know, it's not unbelievable to buy his claim that reactionary people are going to react to violent events in a way that says, my God, we need the government to do something. And, you know, these are the people who have never paid attention, that they think that the government can do a thing, and that they, you know, yeah, if we just demand hard enough, the government will figure out a way to stop this gun violence.
I like that guy. I think he's on his way to thinking about stuff,
mm-hmm,
you know, so hopefully the conversation we've had with him tonight, you know,
He's a nice young gentleman. He's called the show in the
past. I don't feel like he's thought the process through logically about what happens with gun control and legislation.
You don't get just a little bit of it. It's always more and then more and then more. And then before you know it, you don't have any rights left. I mean, if you travel to Massachusetts tonight with a bullet, you can be arrested for that.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's a crime to have a bullet without the proper permission slips and things like that in Massachusetts. And does that mean that crime does not exist in Massachusetts? You better... You're fooling yourself if you think that's the case. So, anyway, if you want to comment, please do. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I think that if he's right, let's take what he says at its word, and that is that the polls show that people are moving in a more gun control style direction. I don't doubt that there are people who would respond that way on a poll. On the other hand, there's still plenty of people in the United States who own guns and appreciate them and do not want to see them restricted. And this is one of the reasons why intentional migrations, like we were discussing at the very beginning of the show, where liberty-minded people, the three of us are here for this intentional migration. We're here in New Hampshire. None of us are natives from New Hampshire.
Fact.
But we're here now because of an intentional movement of people who care about freedom and that includes the right to bear arms, as well as other freedoms, those people are coming to the same place. And that's because we are outnumbered in a lot of other places. And if you're outnumbered and you are too diffuse in the population, too dispersed out there, you can't have an impact. You can't make a difference in the political system. We are making that difference here, and I say good luck taking guns from New Hampshire, because I don't think it's going to happen. More coming up.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up 2 bottles of Lickochops, get the 3rd bottle free. New improved Lickochops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try Lickochops. Buy 2, get 1 free. This is Henry Lukasiewicz for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at icagoldsilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. icagoldsilver.com.
What good is living in a free society if you don't live a free life? Are you able to do whatever you really want to do? Being stuck in a job or difficult business? Or being locked into a relationship with a woman you might like, but you're not free to do what you want? I'm Caleb Jones, and my staff and I have taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create location-independent income and how to date women under your terms. Go to freelifeinfo.com to download 7 free books and podcasts so you can live a life like this too.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It- It's Free Talk Live. You may dial toll-free and take control of the airwaves here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight is Ian.
And Johnson.
And the captain.
Want to tell you about the Edge wallet. It is the cryptocurrency wallet that I use more than any other, and I've used a bunch of them. Edge wallet's great because it allows you to secure your freedom by buying, selling, trading, and securely holding your favorite cryptocurrencies. It's available for iOS as well as Android devices. You can hold your Bitcoin BTC, your Bitcoin Cash, your Dash, Ethereum, various Ethereum tokens, Monero, Ripple, Stellar. I think they also just added Ravencoin. There's a bunch of them in there. Go to edge.app to learn more about the technology behind the Edge wallet. It's a great wallet, and of course, it's free. So you can also just download it from your iOS or Android app stores. It's Edge Wallet. Go to edge.app to learn more about it and get your copy. As we go to your calls and thoughts, we have Justin in Alabama. Justin, where are you calling from in Alabama tonight?
I'm calling from Huntsville.
All right, welcome. So you must be listening to WBHP. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, I was listening to the last guy on the radio, and he was talking about eliminating, I guess, guns. I'm a homosexual male, and I prefer to have guns because it makes me feel safer. You know, you never
Absolutely.
Know who's out there, who's crazy. You know, statistically, if you have a gun, you're more safe.
There's no doubt about that. It is, you know, something that can even the odds in a situation where some homosexuals have certainly found themselves facing a group of not-so-friendly people. And if you have a gun on you, you know, unless you happen to be like a karate master or, you know, jiu-jitsu master or something like that, it doesn't hurt to have some sort of a weapon on you. And that may be something that that last caller takes for granted. Maybe he doesn't feel like he's a particularly persecuted category in Nebraska, where he lives, but if you're a homosexual living in the deep South, I suspect that you'd rather be a little more safer walking the streets.
In some cities, yes. The city I actually live in is pretty progressive.
That's good.
Yeah, but for the most part, you know,
still,
I think
you never
down
know.
Here we tend to be more conservative. I think over in Atlanta they tend to be more liberal, more forward-thinking and
well, what do you think people are going to do about this new Walmart policy? I mean, has anybody been talking about it in your circles?
No, not really. I personally, I barely shop at Walmart, so I'll probably stop shopping altogether.
Where do you normally go to, like, you know, get toothpaste and toilet paper and, you know, that kind of stuff?
I'll either go to, like, Publix or I'll go to Target.
All right, there you go. See, now that's the thing. Who knows what Publix and Target's opinions are about these things, but I suspect they're not going to be that different.
Actually,
if I think
Target's been clear that the Target is
anti-gun.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Publix, I don't know. That would be an interesting question, but I do love Publix from back. We used to live in the South. Johnson and I used to live down there, so we're very familiar with that.
The subs.
Justin, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. Let's go to Rod. He's in Prescott, Arizona. Rod, you're watching us on YouTube. Go ahead. Dump button on you, buddy. 855.
Oh, you've been dumped.
Poof. 450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we'll continue here. So I've got this story that I've had for a couple days, and it is more bad news. This actually coming out of Texas. Story coming from the Associated Press as states push to criminalize the sharing of intimate photos to get revenge on former sex partners. You've heard about this, right? The revenge porn or whatever they're calling it. Those laws have been in the works and have been being passed for years. So that's kind of old news. Texas is teaming with Bumble, which is a dating app, to crack down on people who send unsolicited nude images on dating apps and elsewhere in cyberspace. The new Texas law banning so-called cyber flashing comes after State Representative Morgan Meyer of Dallas collaborated with the Austin-based social and dating application company to shepherd a bill earlier this year. Quote, "They had a number of people who were using the app complaining about the sending of these images, and they quickly realized there was no recourse," said Meyer. Well, there's recourse. You just stop using the app.
Well, I mean, a lot of girls out there that they take these pics that guys send them, and they you know, go find the guy's social media, and then they forward the pic to their mother.
Yep.
And so your
grandmother
sent me this.
That's some recourse.
Yeah.
Meyer said, recalling how Bumble CEO Whitney Wolf heard approached him about crafting a measure. Quote, there was nothing that could be done. It wasn't a criminal offense, although it was definitely digital sexual harassment. Unquote. Now, I'm not saying I support the unsolicited sending of genitalia or whatever. I mean, I think it's tacky. I don't understand.
Isn't this only in the internet age, though? I mean, I think before the internet, I don't think there was an epidemic of people taking Kodak one steps of their genitals and mailing it to their girlfriend or whatever.
Well, right? If there was
there wasn't an analog version of this, right?
I don't know. I mean, I wasn't an adult during most of that, so if it was an epidemic, you certainly didn't hear about it.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I don't think people were like, taking Polaroids and
that's what I mean. Yeah,
sliding them across the table slowly. Hey, I found something really interesting that I think you should take a look
at. You're in the lunchroom and see a random hottie, and you're like, here, I made this.
Check this
out.
Yeah. I made this for you.
The law set to take effect. So this isn't a proposal. This isn't a what if. This is Texas law.
Do we need a law for it? I mean,
no, we don't.
Well, they say everything's bigger in Texas. They might need a law.
Well, apparently some people feel like they need the government to protect them from unwanted genitalia photographs. It's now, I guess it took place Saturday, according to the story here at Fox4News.com. This is relatively recent, yes. So this past Saturday forbids what is often characterized as technology-enabled sexual harassment. It makes electronic transmission of sexually explicit material a Class C misdemeanor, with a fine of up to $500 if the person who received it has not given consent. So, Meyer said the law targeting unwanted images will apply to text messages, email, dating apps, and social media. And this is going to be a cash cow for the people in the government in Texas, right?
I just don't see how it's going to be enforced. I mean,
how's it going to be enforced?
I'm not saying that like it's cool to do that. It's totally uncool to like unsolicited, sending nudes or whatever, right? Yeah.
And it's very easily enforced. These dating sites are not anonymous. Their identifications are very obvious.
They're going to go to the cops. The cops are going to go to this person, and they're going to say, "We believe you sent this." And
these dating sites are paid. Not only is the person's like profile information like completely obvious, but then if it's reported to the dating site, but there's going to be a credit card or something. So it's completely tied.
Right. So for the moment, what the article talks about is just the dating site, right? Mm-hmm. But I suspect this law will be far more vague in what it covers. And so that's where my question about enforcement comes in, not necessarily the dating site.
Well, but plus it will be...
And there's going to be much more of a rush for these guys to figure out a way to get away with it by using like a VPN or something else and
burner phones or whatever.
Right. Well, I mean, can you charge somebody outside of Texas for sending something to someone in Texas?
Wow, that's interesting.
Right.
Who's going to be charged with this?
Or overseas. Even.
And it may be difficult to get a conviction if the person doesn't just take the plea deal right out the gate because, well, how can you prove that's really the person who made that
profile? And whether or not the person has any identifiable skin condition.
Right. So there are some questions about this, so we can get deeper into it. You can share your thoughts with us. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Have you had this? Is this a problem? I realize it's a problem probably more for the ladies in the audience. And how do you handle it? If it's bugging you, what do you do about it? 855-450-FREE.
Do you have a crypto wealth advisor or coach? If so, has your cryptocurrency advisor been investing in technology stocks for over 20 years? Have they left the corporate world and retired? Or are they still trying to make a weekly paycheck? Have they produced six-figure results for their customers in the past 30 days? And very importantly, are they a member of the Digital Currency Council? Seth Maniscalco is the founder of Crypto Wealth Coach and CryptoWealthCoach.com. Seth invested in his first Roth IRA at 19 years old while living abroad and has been investing in Wall Street and technology for over 20 years with experience in all the money markets. By comparison, so many of these so-called crypto gurus have barely been alive for 20 years. Seth has not only experienced personal success from his own investments in crypto, he has also helped his clients earn six- and seven-figure incomes, including helping investors make over $750,000 in EOS in 90 days and 1,225% in only 5.5 months with Chainlink. Seth has help for the small do-it-yourself guy on Up to Crypto Whales. Increase your wealth. Visit CryptoWealthCoach.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Hurricane Dorian is bringing tropical storm force winds, heavy rain, and storm surge to Florida's east coast. The Category 2 storm is moving north along that coast. Evacuations have been ordered in parts of Florida, Georgia, South Carolina, and North Carolina, where it may come ashore late Thursday. Mike Sprayberry is North Carolina's Director of Emergency Management.
Rain, storm surge, and winds will all be a significant threat for this event, particularly east of I-95, with the greatest hazards being along our coastline. The greatest impacts will be felt Thursday and Friday.
Dorian was a Category 5 storm when it stalled nearly 2 days over the Bahamas, wrecking both Abaco and Grand Bahama. Some 13,000 homes have been heavily damaged or destroyed. At least 5 people are dead. Officials say that total will increase. This is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yep, it's Free Talk Live, and you can dial toll-free to join us on the radio. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. If you are a business owner, whether it's a place where people come to you, or maybe you go to your customers, whatever, if you want to accept Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies like Dash or Zcash or Bitcoin Cash, half a dozen more, you can go to helpmetakebitcoin.com. The folks over there at AnyPay will walk you through the steps. Even if you've never done anything with cryptocurrency before, they will take you through it, and it's super easy to get set up. Within moments of having visited helpmetakebitcoin.com, you'll be ready to accept cryptocurrency at your point of sale, and you'll be doing it for no charge. AnyPay does not charge you per transaction. There's no charge to accept cryptocurrency. You'll get 100% of your sales from your customers if you start taking crypto. Just go to helpmetakebitcoin.com. That's helpmetakebitcoin.com. As we continue here, we're talking about Texas. Is this the first state to do this? Because I suspect it won't be the last, where they are now criminalizing the sending of unsolicited nude photographs, and according to, they're calling it cyber flashing. The Texas government has passed this law. It has now gone into effect as of this weekend. They worked with the company Bumble on doing this. So if you were considering buying their services, I would suggest you probably not do that. And look, I'm not in favor of, you know, this sending these pictures. I don't understand it. Apparently, it's a thing where guys send pictures of their junk to women that they're trying to approach online. I suspect they're also sending them to the guys if they're gay and they're trying to approach them. But apparently, it's like a guy thing. It doesn't happen as often in the reverse, where the women will send pictures of, you know, their nakedness to a man without requesting it, right? Like, that's the idea. No one's requesting this happening, and it happens. So I get the frustration that, you know, it could cause somebody, but to pass a law prohibiting it?
Well, I gotta think that there's already some way that this is not legal, right? I mean, there's already sexual harassment laws. There's already, you know, laws about pornography.
I would say
there's always, you know, I mean, harassment just in general.
Well, right, but when it comes to harassment, and again, I'm not an attorney. This isn't legal advice, but my understanding is if it's in order for a contact to become criminal harassment, you have to tell the person, hey, don't talk to me anymore. So if you send me something offensive, whatever it is, it could be a picture of yourself naked, or it could be just something that I didn't like, right? Something you said that I don't like. And I say to you, Captain, I'm telling you, I don't want to hear from you about this ever again, period. I don't want to hear from you ever again, period. Stop contacting me. And then if you do continue to contact the person who has told you to stop, that meets the definition of criminal harassment. However, in this circumstance, well, you haven't told the person to stop contacting you. That would likely be something that comes after they send a picture of their junk to you, where then the girl's like, hey, buddy, that's not cool. I don't want to hear from you ever again. If he then sends another photo in most jurisdictions, that would be criminal harassment. Texas is now saying just the sending of the photo itself, preemptive of anything else, is going to be a crime. And I think that's wrong. I don't think that the sending of a photograph should be a criminal act. And they're talking about a $500 fine for this action. Now, you did bring up an important question, Captain, and that was, what's the enforceability of this? Because I'll tell you, I've been on these dating sites for more than a year now, and I can tell you, there's a lot of pictures on there of women that are not actually on that site.
Right.
Like, they take famous actresses or singers or whatever, and they, or just hot girls, and they repackage them, and they put some sort of description on there, and then there's like a robot that backs the account that just promotes some sort of a, you know, sex streaming video site or whatever. There's all kinds of scams where they use people's photographs without pictures. So if somebody makes a fake Captain Kickass profile on Tinder, and then start sending out pictures of some man's penis, doesn't have to be yours, right? Then, you know, if you're in Texas, you could have the police showing up at your door, and you're like, what profile? I'm not on Tinder.
Well, and like, it brings into like spoofs, right? You know, somebody hijacks or spoofs, you know, your telephone number. You know what I mean?
Just that's a scary idea, too.
Just the ability to like frame somebody for doing this
is
beyond scary. But I got to think that somehow, I mean, I know like in the workplace, right, because I'm familiar with like sexual harassment workplace laws and things of that nature from, you know, my employment history and all that kind of stuff. I've had to give, you know, seminars on it. I've had to work with HR because I've been a manager before, you know, and like, you know, give the talk, so to speak, about sexual harassment. So, I mean, in the workplace, obviously, you know, if you're sending a nude to anybody else in the workplace, male, female, doesn't matter, you know, you're automatically getting fired. But I got to think that that's also illegal, according to workplace law, but maybe it probably varies from state to state.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not an expert on these matters. I can't see what would be illegal about that. It's just bad business, you know, and and you should be disciplined for doing something like that and or fired. But, you know, I've never heard of somebody getting brought up on charges. That's why this is newsworthy, because they're now crossing that threshold to saying just the sending of a thing that somebody doesn't want.
I feel like this is a market opportunity for some entrepreneur, some young software programmer to be able to filter, you know, this kind of a thing out. You know, before it gets,
I don't understand.
You know what I mean?
Look, like, I don't know. I mean, maybe I'm not familiar enough with the software that I've used, but I'm pretty sure if I'm in a chat with a girl on, say, Tinder, girl, put quotes around that because you don't know until you meet them, right? Chatting with somebody on Tinder, I don't think there's a way of attaching a photograph. I think they've already made it so you can't send anything but their predetermined little pictures that they have in like a GIFs folder where you can send the things that Tinder says that you can send, but you can't just send any old photo.
Right.
But then again, if you've traded phone numbers with that person and said, okay, well, here's my real number, then then you've opened up to whatever it is that they want to send you.
Right.
And so now, according to a Pew Research Center survey in 2017, by the way, the law in Texas will target text messaging, email, dating apps, and social media. So any way they can send you unwanted images. A 2017 survey found women encounter sexual harassment online at much higher rates than men. The study found 21% of women aged 18 to 29 report being sexually harassed online, compared to 9% of men in the same age group. Roughly 53% of those women said someone has sent them explicit images that they didn't ask for. And I've heard discussions and numbers about this before.
Yeah, I mean, I believe that it's a horrifying experience. I can't imagine, because I'm a dude, I can't imagine what, you know,
the girls... Is it horrifying or laughable? Well, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Some girls are it's hard to talk about this.
Yeah.
Like,
whatever.
It's stupid.
Yeah.
You know, like,
yeah. But I mean,
delete.
Like, you know, I could see, you know, somebody sensitive being like, you know what I mean? Or, you know, like just, or being out, you know,
my God, what is that?
Exactly, you know what I mean? Or particularly if they're getting a lot of them, you know what I mean? And somehow, you know, maybe their phone number got published on one of these revenge sites or something like that.
Get
you
a
know
new number.
Mean? Yeah. There are technological ways around it. So I'm not saying it's a good experience, but, like, making a law about it just opens it up to the perversion of that law. No pun intended.
So,
and abuse of the law, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I remember reading a psychological article about this, like, many years ago.
Like on PsychBlog or whatever?
Well, you know, like, no, I just read a lot of different psych sources, so I can't find... the original article that I had read to discuss this, but there were some studies done on, you know, women seeing, you know, male genitalia, and, you know, the evolutionary biology and history of this, you know, being that throughout time, women have had to be prepared for unwanted sexual contact, right? Because historically, that's the way a lot of sex has been had.
There was a lot of rape, is what you're
saying. There's been a lot of rape throughout time.
And rape.
Right?
Yeah.
So,
it's the old caveman thing, right?
Yeah,
the over the head with the club and drag her back to the cave.
Mm-hmm. Or go back to the conquerors, you know, like the Asian conquerors and whoever else.
So one of the things that was studied was the fact that apparently with most or a lot of women, that upon seeing an erect male genitalia, a lot of women are instantly aroused, regardless of whether or not they want to be or not.
Wow, really?
Like, it activates an arousal response.
Is there science on that?
Yeah, there's actual science on this. So, and it may not be all women, but it's certainly a, you know, a percentage of women that are.
So do they feel like conflicted? Like on one hand, they're like, oh, that's offensive, but also kind of.
I imagine there's got to be something like that that goes on, because they have to be prepared to be having sex even when they don't want sex,
wow.
Right? You know, historically. So I wonder if it achieves an increased success rate for these guys that are playing the numbers and doing this weird behavior.
Could it really?
It seems very bizarre, but I wonder, is there a reason?
There's more coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally at Heart and Body Extract? We've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at HBExtract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. HBExtract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime.
any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free. Even in these remaining moments, we've got enough time for you if you call us now. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And coming up in basically a couple weeks, it's the State of Anarchy guys are throwing their first convention called Anarchadelphia. It's a conference dedicated to the principles of liberty, individual sovereignty, and freedom from coercion. Location? Of course, Philadelphia, the cradle of liberty. Anarchadelphia seeks to promote self-ownership by shining light on issues ranging from geopolitics, blockchain, economics, and spiritual health and wellness, as well as by exposing the Earth's sacred hidden knowledge. They'll be featuring a variety of speakers, including Jeff Berwick, Derek Bros, Luke Radowski, Carrie Wedler, and many more of the most influential minds in the freedom community. All Anarchadelphia guests are invited to attend three uniquely stylized after parties Friday through Sunday, where they can let loose to their favorite with their favorite freedom advocates. For more information, you can go to anarchadelphia.com and follow them on social media for updates. So again, it's coming up September 13th through the 15th, anarchadelphia.com. So if you thought the news was bad enough coming out of Texas, it's going to get worse. Or it'll get worse if the people at Bumble get their way. They apparently were the Austin-based company that was behind the Texas law that has now been passed, and it's in effect as of Saturday, prohibiting the sending of unsolicited nude photographs.
Wait, I'm sorry, I missed the part. It's already been passed?
It's passed, and it's in effect as of this weekend, Saturday. It went into effect. And now, according to Caroline Ellis Roche, who is Bumble's chief of staff, she says the company plans to take the legislation to the federal level and other states in hopes of enacting it more broadly. So they are going to try to get a federal prohibition on the sending of unsolicited nude photographs. So rather than just somebody hitting delete and pressing the block button, they want that person to be able to go to the police. They want police man hours and time to be spent investigating.
I just feel like that's another stepping stone, you know, that increases the surveillance state, right? I mean, we already know that, you know, basically any communication can be looked at least from, you know, the leaks and, you know, the whistleblowers. You know, the federal government does have, you know, enough nerds working for them that can do this kind of thing. So they can already, you know, get your cell phone calls. They can already track your email.
Sure.
They can put a thing on your computer that, like, monitors, you know, keyloggers and all that kind of stuff, monitors
right.
your transactions. Even if you're using a VPN, they still have some visibility. So, like, immediately, this just creates an excuse for more of that, more overtly for that to happen, because now they have to have the mechanism to do that overtly because of this kind of a law.
Well, right. If you receive a photograph from somebody who you believe to have been the person to send it to you, then if you go to the police, can the police in Texas then go to a judge and say, well, Captain Kickass came in here today, and he said Johnson sent him a picture of his junk. You know, we see that it came from this number. Can you go ahead and issue a warrant?
Right.
Because we're
right.
going to now need to go in there and seize Johnson's phone and see if he's got this same photograph on
right.
his phone. As well, see everything
they,
else on
And they
phone.
Wouldn't even have to go that far. They just contact, you know, whoever the provider is, whoever owns that number that it came from.
They could do that, but they're going to want to seize the device because that's more information for them. They want that control, right? Like, because you might have evidence of a drug deal or who knows
yeah,
what else on the phone, and you're not going to be expecting it or whatever. And then, and again, how many people are going to get the message that this is now illegal in Texas?
Yeah.
You know, people don't pay attention to the news, so a lot of people are going to send a photograph and end up with the police knocking on their door and making who knows what demands.
If you're listening in Texas, share this specific episode with all your friends.
Yeah, share the news for sure. And again, I don't want to look, I don't have any love for these guys that are sending nude photos of themselves. I think, like I said, I think it's tacky. I think it's stupid. But just because something's tacky and stupid doesn't mean it should be illegal.
Let's outlaw dumb things.
Could it also be, you know, fall under speech?
Good question. Should this be challenged by, say, the ACLU
right.
or whatever?
It
yeah.
could constitute speech.
Free speech.
I mean, this is digital communications. It's mm-hmm. not, you know, a public place. You know, it's...
You could argue it from the art perspective.
Well... I do.
Which is also free speech.
You want to dress it up a little?
I only send women
you know?
Works of art. The most beautiful works of art.
See, it's a special angle.
It's the work of God.
So, and this comes back to a point that you brought up earlier about this, is, you know, how easy will it be to get a conviction from somebody who actually wants to fight this?
Right.
Because not only could you probably fight it on the free speech grounds, but you could also fight it on the, well, I'm not going to give you any evidence against myself. So, you know, the thing is, they know most people aren't going to fight it, right? So they know they're going to show up at somebody's house.
How many people are going to fight it by just whipping it out and be like, see, that one's circumcised. It's not mine.
Right, so wait.
I'm clearly.
That brings up a good question. So this law, what if you send a picture of, like, somebody else's, right? You know,
yeah. it'll still be
unwanted. What if you go to the, you know, the local store and grab a, God forbid, a magazine, right?
right?
Mm-hmm. And take a photo of something in a magazine and
well,
send
it's not
that.
Like there's hard to find pictures of somebody else's
right.
dong on the internet. So, I mean, but that's not going to be the problem. It won't be illegal to only send your own junk. It'll be illegal to send any nude photograph to somebody who did not consent to receiving it. That's, as I understand it, the way this,
right.
this law is written. But ultimately, the question is, were you the one who sent it? Because the phone itself,
right.
you're not going to put the phone in jail.
Mm-hmm.
They have to prove that it was you who hit that send button on the phone. Now, they have circumstantial evidence that says that, well, you own this phone number. According to Verizon, you're the person on the, you know, the billing address of this. But that doesn't mean that it wasn't, you know, your teenage son who picked up your phone and sent out a picture of his own junk to somebody over the phone. I mean, the likelihood that that was what happened is slim, but they still have to prove something beyond, you know, beyond a, shadow of a doubt, right?
Yeah, yeah.
In that case. And without evidence and without an admission, they're going to have a tough time making that case. But the cops know, And most people, they know that most people are just going to roll over and take a plea deal. They're going to admit to it. The cops are going to show up at somebody's house, bang on the door. Person's going to open up. They're going to say, did you send this photograph to Miss So-and-so on this date? And the guy's not going to know his rights, and he's going to say, well, yeah, I did. Well, what's the matter with that? Sir, that's illegal. Here's your ticket. And they're going to write out a $500 ticket, because apparently it's just $500. So they're probably not going to arrest the guy, and this is just going to be a big cash grab for the government.
Right.
Basically, every time somebody sends a nudie photo.
Wait, so it's misdemeanor?
Yeah.
So then what's it going to be at the federal level?
Well, it's not there yet. Right. They're going to push it to the federal level. They're going to try to get this passed. The cyber civil rights. So I guess what I'm saying here is if somebody did want to try to fight this, I think they'd have a good case as long as they didn't testify against themselves to the police when they come sniffing around about it. The Cyber Civil Rights Initiative reports that 46 states have laws tackling so-called revenge porn, but almost none combat unsolicited sexually explicit images. So this makes Texas the first state to do it. A handful of other states have laws criminalizing the electronic messaging of lewd content, but most of those are linked to the sender's intentions, meaning were they intending, perhaps, to offend? I'm not sure how they're written. Washington, Pennsylvania, and New Jersey have laws against cyberstalking, which is defined by intent to harass, said Pam Greenberg, senior fellow for the National Conference of State Legislatures in South Carolina. It's illegal to anonymously send any lewd content without the consent of the person receiving it. So maybe South Carolina and Texas are the first two. Bumble.
And what if somebody, okay, so what if somebody is discussing, so this is where we're going to get real interesting. So what if somebody sends somebody an actual work of art?
Right.
Like,
yeah.
What if somebody's texting, they're talking about, like, imagine if it's two students in class and they're discussing an art project or something, and somebody sends somebody a work of art that's nude.
That includes
and then,
somebody's junk.
And
yeah.
then, you know, that one student gets offended because who's the class right. of people most likely to get offended about anything today?
College
and
students.
They say, I don't like this person, so I'm going to go ahead and try to get them prosecuted, and then they report it to the cops.
That's a great question.
And it's a work of It's a literal, like, it's, you know, it's the Statue of David. They sent me a penis picture.
Right,
yeah. Right, you know. When's, you know, what's going to happen?
Great question.
There?
I don't know. And that will depend on how this law is written.
And people, of course, I'm sure there's somebody in the audience reacting like, oh, you're taking it to ridiculous extremes.
No,
you're just ridiculous. You're ridiculous. This is ridiculous that you even suggest something like that. That's not what's going to happen. These are reasonable laws. No.
No, it's going to happen.
The law is never reasonable. It always goes to the unreasonable extremes at some point.
Bumble bills itself as a feminist dating app where women make the first move isn't the first dating app company to take on a legislative effort. Match Group, which owns multiple dating app companies, also helped pursue legislation that was passed in California and Vermont, where in California they require all online dating platforms to post safety tips, and Vermont requires the platforms to notify users where they engaged with another user who was removed for fraud. So, get ready. If you're in Texas, look out. I mean, again, I think it's tacky. I don't think you should do this kind of stuff, guys, in general, but I think that the market can survive a few nudie pictures, that we're all going to be all right. If you see somebody's penis without consent, it's not the end of the world. I would just laugh it off and then hit delete and block. See you tomorrow night online. Free Talk Live.
Arkadelphia is a conference dedicated to the principles of liberty, individual sovereignty, and freedom from coercion. Located in Philadelphia, the cradle of liberty. Anarchadelphia seeks to shed light on issues such as geopolitics, blockchain economics, spiritual health and wellness, as well as exposing the Earth's sacred hidden knowledge. Featuring Mark Passio, Max Egan, Derek Bros, Jeff Berwick, and many more this September 13th through 15th. For info and tickets, visit anarchadelphia.com.
You're not a wild animal, and you shouldn't be tagged and tracked like one. Where you go and what you do every minute of the day, tracked and recorded by your mobile phone. It's often more revealing than your browser history. And tech companies make a fortune selling your location history without your consent. GoDark Bags prevent location tracking and protect your privacy by instantly blocking all cell phone, GPS, and Wi-Fi signals to your mobile device. Plus, they're durable, water-resistant, and built for a lifetime of protection. Visit GoDarkBags.com/FTL. That's GoDarkBags.com/FTL.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra-large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.